You deserve to take more than one vacation a year. Welcome to Points to Paradise, the podcast where travel dreams meet real life strategy. I'm Megan Lanford, your new Travel Points coach for women who are ready to stop waiting and start exploring. Because I believe dream vacations shouldn't just live on a vision board, they should actually be lived. I went from barely affording one vacation a year to now traveling over six times a year with my family and saving over $20,000 a year doing it. And I am here to share with you my hard-earned lessons, simple strategies, and powerful stories to help you unlock the freedom to travel way more and spend way less. This is more than just free flights and free hotels. It's about building a life full of freedom, adventure, and unforgettable memories with your family. So let's turn those travel dreams into booked vacations together. Let's go. Hey friend, Megan here. Okay, so today we are going to be talking kind of about my personal story and how I got here, because kind of two things. This is going to be a little bit different podcast episode, but I want you to see that I, for one, am no one special. I'm an everyday person who has made Travel Points work, and I want to bust some of the myths because I hear so many people think that you have to spend a lot of money to earn points. Everyone, of course, has such a unique and different situation that you might be wondering, like, I don't know if this is going to work for me and where I'm at, or the amount of money that I spend, or my job, or all the different things, okay? And I know everyone's different, but I truly believe that anyone can do this because I have done it. And maybe like you, I was skeptical at the beginning. My husband was super skeptical. He didn't know if it was going to work. We were trying something brand new. I was learning something brand new. Those things are all really scary, and you never know if it's going to truly work until you actually do the thing and you see that it does and you have that proof. And so I kind of just want to go through my story of how I went from barely taking one vacation a year to now, this last year we took seven vacations, and how you see me now flying first class and staying in these luxury resorts, and oh, that must be so great for her. That must be so nice. But that's her, like, not me. That's not where we started. Okay. And it took us a couple years, even into Travel Points, to start doing things like that and bump it up a next level. And so I really want you to see the journey of where I came from and the things that I had to overcome to get to where I am now. So I'm going to bring you back all the way to my childhood, because the way I grew up is totally different to who I am now. So I grew up in a family who was really not great with money. My parents had the Kohl's credit card, the Costco credit card, the Cabela's credit card, like all those shopping credit cards. My parents were never really into travel. We did a bunch of camping. We took a few vacations, but they weren't really into the whole travel thing, other than I played competitive volleyball and I would travel for volleyball. But they charged a lot of things. My parents, for almost their entire lives, have had credit card debt, have had some sort of debt. I remember my mom swiping Kohl's credit cards for, quite honestly, things that we couldn't afford. We would get a bunch of clothes. She would spend hundreds of dollars at Kohl's, I remember. And we would get all these clothes, and it was just things we couldn't afford. They were always trying to keep up with the Joneses, buying new trucks, buying new campers, new boats. And when I was, I think, like 14 or 15, my parents actually went into foreclosure. I remember hiding our truck in the garage because the repo people were coming to take our truck. They took our camper, they took our boat, like all those things. And I specifically remember like hiding it in the garage so that they wouldn't find it, or parking it like down the block. And so that's how I grew up. So I had this mindset of credit cards are really, really bad. I don't want to be in debt like that. And so watching my parents struggle with money, struggle to pay mortgage, buying things they didn't have, excuse me, I got really lucky that I didn't continue that same cycle. But I was like, I never want to be like that. So I have never had credit card debt in my life. I never wanted credit cards. The only debt really I've ever had was maybe like a car loan when I was really young, or I do have some student loans still. But other than that, I have been very conscious about not spending money that I don't have. I've never been great with money. I will totally be honest about that. I try to budget and be conscious about money and stuff, but I am not great. I'm getting better every year of my life. But I was very conscious about not spending what I didn't have, not getting into debt, and I didn't want credit cards. That was something. My mom had opened me a credit card when I was in high school to help build up my credit for me. I've barely used it at all. It was like a Chase, just a credit card that came with like my checking account. And I used it a little bit in high school, but then never used it ever again. And quite honestly, the only reason my mom opened it was so I could have a good credit score so that I could buy things that I couldn't afford after I left, like a car and things. And so she was already trying to set me up. And it was no fault of her own, that's just what she believes. But she was already setting me up for failure almost, because she was like, you can go buy a house or a mortgage or a car using that credit, even though I didn't have the money for that. And even to this day now, me and my husband, like, we don't buy cars or boats or any like big things unless we can pay cash for it. Like, we're really smart about that. And so I'm very grateful. My husband kind of has the same mindset. I'll give you a little preface on him. He grew up a little bit different. So I had like the big house, the big cars, all the things, even though my parents could afford it. On the outside looking in, I looked like we came from a pretty wealthy family. And so I was a little spoiled in that aspect. He, on the other hand, came up very, very poor, like so poor that his parents couldn't afford meat. And so he is to this day still very, very frugal and does not spend money on things very often. And so we very much live below our means and don't spend money that we don't have. So we have that same mindset, but we came from totally different upbringing. So he had no credit cards also. He had no credit history because he's always just paid for everything and saved up his money. Like, he had a horrible credit score when we met because he had no previous credit history. And so we actually had to build up his credit, which I'll talk about later, to get his first credit card. But anyway, so that's kind of where I came from. Came out of college. I went to school, got a degree in wildlife biology, and came out of school right off the bat and got a job as a wildlife biologist. So I was making around $50,000 to $60,000 in that job. So was living fairly comfortable, but still I was kind of like paycheck to paycheck. I've never made like a ton of money in my life. I always had just like good stable jobs. And so still had no credit cards throughout that. I absolutely loved being a wildlife biologist. I got to do so much incredible research on, my specialty was with waterfowl and ducks, but I got to work with sea turtles and ocelots and all that. And it was so much fun. So I met my husband at that job. We were both government, it was US government employees. We always had that like employee mindset. We had set salaries, but we were always kind of good with our money. Then from there, I went on to that job. I loved it, but it was very demanding. I worked like 10 to 20 hours of overtime every single week, and it was an hour drive from the ranch. So I was now living with my now husband at the time, and the ranch was an hour away, and it was very demanding. So I was looking for something else, and I found a job as a head director for a conservation district. So it was still in the conservation field, but I was kind of an office person now. So I was admin and overseeing some different programs, but it was about the same salary, 50 to 60,000. And this is where I found credit card points. So before I found the points, hold on, let me rewind. Me and my husband got engaged and we're about to get married. And so we were budgeting our honeymoon and I really wanted to go somewhere nice. I wanted to go to Hawaii. And the only way we could afford that was by asking for no gifts for the wedding, but instead money for our honeymoon fund. And so we got a bunch of money that would essentially paid for our honeymoon, because it was like $5,000 or $6,000 to go. We went to Maui and then jumped over to Honolulu to go to Pearl Harbor. And so in the midst of planning our honeymoon, I don't know how I came across it, but I was like, there's these cashback credit cards and we're spending a ton of money on the wedding for DJs and tablecloths and, you know, all the things. Like, we got married in our barn on our ranch, so it wasn't a super expensive wedding, but we were still spending money on the dress and the vests and, you know, all the things. So I was like, we're spending all this money. Like, we could hit a sign-up bonus on this cashback credit card. And I think it was like $600 cashback or something. It wasn't anything crazy. It wasn't like points value. And so I was like, oh, we could use this money to pay for like the food on our honeymoon. So we did that. I had opened up a credit card in both of our names, and we used that for all the wedding stuff and got essentially quite a bit of our food paid for. And I thought I was so smart, and he thought I was so smart. And I was like, well, we'll get our first credit card, you know. And that was going to be really, in my head, our only credit card. And we were probably going to stop using it after the wedding, which is what we did. So we stopped using the credit card. We took our honeymoon, spent a ton of money. Oh, I wish I would have known about points back then. But it is what it is. So we took our honeymoon. We never used that credit card again. I think I still have that credit card open. I should look. But so I'm working that job, and at the time, so I'm making about $50,000 to $60,000 a year. And then at that time, my husband had left his government job to start his own business. And so while he was doing that, we were living off of my income solely while he built his business. And that was, I think I was bringing home like $2,500 a month. It wasn't very much money. It was the two of us. And this is when I discovered credit card points. So I was at the office one day, I remember, and I was scrolling Instagram. I obviously wasn't working very hard. And it was right before I got pregnant, and I discovered credit card points. I found someone's Instagram account and was like, oh my gosh, this is so smart. This is literally what I did with cashback, but points. And so I remember telling my coworker, I was like, I explained it to him, and I was like, isn't this like super smart? And he was like, yeah, I guess. And so I did more research. Like, I did so much research on this to see, like, is this a scam? Does this work? All that stuff. And I kind of talked to my husband about it, Dick, and was like, what do you think about this? Like, we could open up a credit card and like maybe be able to travel. And at that point, we had only taken like one trip together to Disney with some friends, and that was before we got married. Other than that, it was like small little day trips. Like, we weren't taking vacations at the time. They were work vacations usually. Like, my office was paying for them. And he was like, yeah, I mean, I guess you could open up a card and like see if it works. So he was basically saying like, yeah, you can open one card, because I had told him it's multiple. You can open one card, see if it works. In his head, it was like not going to work, and then we'll just close that credit card or not use it, you know? And so I told him, I'm going to buy this course. It was a couple $100, because I was like, I really want to like make sure we're doing this right. So I took a course with all the research I did, opened up our first credit card, that Chase Sapphire Preferred, earned the points. And I was like, okay, we have points. They're there. And then I opened up a second card, which was the Marriott Bonvoy card, because it had the elevated offer of 5 free night certificates. And then I opened that one. And then meanwhile, this is like several months. So I'm pregnant now. I'm still at that job. I'm earning points. We haven't used any of our points. They're kind of sitting there. Don't have a plan for them. Like, literally have no plan for them. And then while we're earning these points, my husband starts building up his business, doing really, really good, successfully. I'm pregnant. We decide that I am going to become a stay-at-home mom. So once I have my baby, I'm going to leave that job, and then we're going to live off of his business's income, which, again, really wasn't very much. We were living off of, and still are, like $3,000 to $4,000 a month. So we've always never had like a huge budget. So we live comfortably. We have money, we are investing, we have money left over. His business does really, really well. We just try not to pull very much from it personally. And so we've always, personal income has never been super high. And so I want to share that with you, because there's cards out there for everyone. We're not spending 10 grand a month in personal expenses, okay? We're spending $3,000 to $4,000. Now we are opening up business credit cards. He has a construction business. I'm going to be completely transparent with you guys on how like our credit card strategy works. but it hasn't always been this way. It was always those low sign-up bonuses. Now his business is doing really well. He has several employees. It's a construction business focusing on heavy equipment. So he spends a lot of money in diesel fuel, construction supplies, job supplies. We have dozers and things. So, you know, stuff breaks. So he is able to open up now some of those Capital One Venture X cards and cards that have $30,000 spend in 3 months type of thing, which has helped our credit card strategy just in the last year, literally just the last few months. We have started diving into those things, but not previously within the last 3 years. And we were still taking 6 vacations a year. So now our credit card strategy is bumping up a little bit, which is why we are traveling first class a little more often. And we've always really liked the luxury resorts, but we are flying first class more often just because we can use some more of those points. But I'm still very frugal on finding like the best redemption that I can with those points. Usually we're like booking them for 30,000 points per person for first class, just so you know. My business, however, is doing well, but also I don't have a whole lot of expenses. I don't have any employees. It's just me. I'm paying for Facebook ads and some tech stuff like websites and sometimes some business coaches, but I don't have huge overhead. So I cannot spend $30,000 in 3 months with my business. So I open up a lot of the Chase Inc. business cards, and I opened a United business card and a Marriott business card. And so some of those lower ones. So that's kind of like how our strategy works. And that's how we have gotten to where we are now. But we were just very strategic with opening a credit card every 3 months. I helped build my husband's credit score when we first started. He couldn't even get approved for a credit card. So it was literally that first year was solely me opening up credit cards personally, because I didn't even have this business yet at the time. And I was just on our gas and groceries. So literally for the first year, it was just me personally earning points. And even that first year, we were able to take 6 vacations that first year on points. And that was with just me. Once I added my husband in, it took me a while to build up his credit score. I added him as an authorized user. We opened up him a like American Express Blue cash card, just like a very, it was like a $0 annual fee card just to build up his business credit before he ever was even approved for a business credit card. Then that second year we added him in, and then he was able to start getting credit cards. So I want you to see that it doesn't take tons of money. You don't have to have a player two. I didn't have a player two the entire first year because he literally could not get approved. I was so excited the first time he was approved for like an actual travel credit card. Now he's approved for all these big cards. He has the Chase Sapphire Preferred or Reserve. He has the American Express Platinum for business. He has the American Express Gold for business. He has the Capital One Venture X for business. Like, he has all these cards. But 3 years ago, he could not even get approved for a card. So I want to show you not only how quickly this can escalate, how quickly your credit score can go up, how quickly you can start earning points, all of those things. And I truly, truly believe that when we started with these points, the first time we ever used them was like at a Courtyard Marriott. We flew Southwest Airlines, nothing fancy. We were so excited. We took a free vacation. Then we started the luxury resorts, and then we started first class, and it took a while. But I truly believe when we started elevating the way that we travel and staying in those resorts, the people we started having conversations with in first class on the planes and the business owners that we met at these resorts, and just the conversations were different. The people we were around, our mindset shifted. We really not only elevated our travel, but elevated our life. And I truly believe that is part of the reason why my husband's business grew so wildly and has made so much money, and how my business has grown as well. Like, I really do believe that it elevated our life, and the friends that we have now and the way that we live is part of that. Like, it was a big mindset shift, because the first time I walked into a luxury resort, I did not feel like I belonged there. I felt very out of place. And I was like, we're staying here for free. And these are probably like doctors and lawyers. Like, what are they even doing to afford these places? And I just felt out of place. And I was like trying to dress all fancy. And my husband was like, what are you doing? And now I'm like, I totally belong here. Like, it's totally shifted my mindset. So I do want to say that because I really do believe everyone should elevate their travel with travel points as well, because it can do that, but also allow you to take multiple vacations a year. So I know this was a little bit longer of a podcast episode, but that is how I got to where I am. So no matter where you're at, you can do this too. You can travel multiple times a year without huge budgets and huge incomes. And we now are able to invest. We are investing heavily. We give to multiple organizations a year. We are earning travel points. Like, we're doing all these things, and yet we still are not spending a whole lot of money every single month personally in our lives. It's still going off gas and groceries and things, and we're still able to earn a million points a year or more just by what we're doing. And so if you have a business, that's amazing. Utilize it. That will help you earn so many more points. If you don't have a business, that's okay. You can still earn points. I do truly believe everyone should open a business credit card, whether you have like a full-blown LLC or not. You can do sole proprietor stuff, whether you coach your kid's soccer team or sell Facebook marketplace stuff on there, if you are in network marketing, like whatever that may be. There's little side hustles you can do to open those business credit cards, but you don't have to ride on the back of a business. You can do it through personal expenses. So I hope that this was just a good little insight into kind of how, where I came from and how this can change your life very, very quickly. Because I was so shocked with that first year that we were able to take six vacations, going from the previous year, we had only taken one, and it was with my work. They had paid for my hotel and my flight, and I just took my husband with me. We paid for his flight. That was our vacation. That was the last one we paid for. And the only reason we went was because my job had paid for it. And then that next year, we took six trips with our little one. It was wild. So stop hesitating and just dive in. If you need a place to start and you are like, I'm overwhelmed and I need help, I am doing a free workshop in March on, let's see, March 16th at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. I'll put the link here in the show notes. Definitely join me. It's Travel More for Less. I show you exactly how to start and show you how to actually map out some trips on points so you can see that this actually will work. So join me in that workshop. It's so fun. I do it every single month. I'm changing it up a little bit this month, so new content, so come and join me. Link is there to sign up, and I will see you guys next week.